Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate your support during our almost fall membership drive. Please click the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
Feeling safe riding on the street can mean a lot of things. It can mean bike lanes and smooth roads, but it can also mean biking without the fear of being stopped by the police. In Oakland, black cyclists are more than six times more likely to be pulled over by cops than white cyclists. Last month, Najari Smith, a Richmond-based community organizer, was arrested by Oakland police while biking and playing loud music. He spent 2 days in jail, though charges were later dropped. Cycling advocates, activists, and political leaders have called this a case of biking while black. Now, cycling groups across the Bay Area are pushing for change. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has that story.
Some four dozen cyclists gather outside the Alameda County Courthouse in downtown Oakland. They're here to support Najari Smith and demand the right to bike and make noise. Reginald Burnett came with a sound system on the back of his tricked-out tricycle.
What's better, bicycles and music? Like, they go together.
Cycling activist Joanne Detterville steps up to the megaphone.
What actually is being policed is black existence, you know, because that's all these people are doing. That's all Najari was doing, basically, was existing at a particular time and expressing at a particular time.
Najari Smith steps out in front of the crowd. He wears a black visor that says, "Local hip-hop empowers people." He's the founder and executive director of Rich City Rides, a community cycling organization and bike shop. The group's mission is to empower marginalized groups through bicycles. Rich City Rides, among other things, teaches kids and adults how to fix bikes, build bikes, and ride safely.
We connect communities and people. We activate people, parks, and places. It's what we've been doing for the last 6 years.
Growing up, Smith wanted to draw cartoons. Now he says his bike is his paintbrush. The streets are his canvas. He regularly leads group bicycle rides while a speaker attached to his bike pumps out music.
It's been an advertising tool. They come out, they dance to the music, they wave. They want to find out what it is. They wish that they could be a part of it. And we say, yes, you can. You can be a part of it.
It was during a group bike ride last month at First Fridays in Oakland that Smith was arrested. At the end of the ride, Smith and the other cyclists formed a circle at an intersection. It was a healing circle to honor Nia Wilson, the black woman who was stabbed to death on the MacArthur BART platform.
As we were doing our ceremonial circle on this particular special ride for Nia Wilson, that this officer walked over and grabbed my handlebars.
According to Oakland police, the officer tried to cite him for a noise violation and for impeding traffic. Smith says he turned the music down.
I'm, you know, trying to hide the fact that I'm scared. and I'm hoping that me and the officer can come and can actually talk things through. But that didn't happen.
When Smith didn't immediately provide identification, he was arrested. He was booked into Santa Rita jail for the next 2 days.
Bail was set at $5,000. Thought of Sandra Bland. You know, I thought of all of the folks who this didn't end well for.
Cycling advocates and community organizers were outraged. More than 1,000 people signed a petition asking for the charges to be dismissed. Richmond's mayor wrote a letter to the Alameda County DA demanding the same thing. Days later, charges were dropped. But Smith says this issue is bigger than one cyclist's arrest. Stanford University research shows that black people make up almost three-quarters of people stopped by police while cycling in Oakland.
I'm not the only person who's been racially profiled. People get racially profiled every single day.
After he got out of jail, Smith went on a weekly self-care bike ride in Richmond with a group of cyclists. He didn't bring his speaker, the speaker that brings kids and seniors out of their homes to dance, the speaker that got him arrested. Nikari Sion with Rich City Rides says that without the music, it was like a bike ride on mute.
Folks would just see the bikes, but they'd be wondering, okay, how come they're not making no noise? You know, we do a huge group, oh yeah, but this time, that oh yeah, we wouldn't follow with no Stevie Wonder. It wasn't followed with no Afro punk music. It wouldn't follow with, you know, one of our local rappers.
After Smith's arrest, Rich City Rides and other biking organizations called for an end to the disparity in traffic stops. It's not yet clear how that could happen, but it is clear that Black-led biking organizations will keep going on healing rides.
It hurt, but if it takes that moment to create policy change, then so be it.
The cyclists brought their music to this rally, jams thumped from the back of the tricycle, a makeshift sound system with wheels. For these cyclists, riding bikes while playing music is how they show they exist, how they reclaim their streets, how they demand change. So they bike away as a group, wheels spinning and music pumping, so everyone can know they're here. In Oakland, I'm Holly Day McDeed for Cross Currents.